Hey guys, Will Durst here to say forget the tulips. Ignore the robin. Do not let the hummingbirds, awakening bears, or egg coloring kits on sale in the grocery store fool you. The date of the vernal equinox, which was a week or two ago, doesn't matter a whit, because the true beginning of spring is that bright and shiny day that baseball season starts. There's your rebirth, boys. The slate has been wiped clean, and anything is possible. This is next year. Although it seems the president might disagree with that sentiment. In lieu of throwing out the first pitch at the Nationals' home opener, Donald J. Trump encouraged his newly appointed attorney general to throw out the First Amendment instead. Nobody knows why the Oval Office Oompa Loompa refuses to drive the 2.9 miles from the White House to Nationals Park. It's not like he has to do it every game. Once a year. That's what presidents do on opening day. Since William Howard Taft in 1910, 109 years ago. They don't call it the American pastime for nothing, you know. I bet if Vladimir Putin asked, he'd do it. Kim Jong-un? Oh yeah, sure. Hell, FDR did it from a wheelchair, for crumb's sake. It's not like he has a candy-ass arm, either. In 2004, he landed a Trump helicopter in the middle of center field and threw out the first pitch at a Somerset Patriots game, throwing a pretty damn good high fastball. Hell, if Curt Schilling had thrown that pitch, it would have been called a strike. Is President Snowflake afraid fans are going to boo him? Everybody likes baseball. Even ogres and trolls and troglodytes like baseball. And yes, that includes George Will. On this end, we're picking the San Francisco Giants to go all the way. Hey, a guy can dream, can't he? For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst. Play ball!